Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Sherman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak and Shalom. We're now in Masechet Beitzah Daf Yod Aleph Amud Bet. And now we're going to see the beginning of Mishnah Hey. Previously we saw the middle of Mishnah Hey. As I mentioned, the order is different in our Gemara. This is a Mishnah that we already saw referenced in an earlier discussion. Beit Shammai do not permit you to take apart the trisin, which are the cover, the doors in front of the stores, as we'll see, this is about stores, on Yom Tov, and Beit Hillel allow you even to put them back. My trisin, what are trisin? Amar ula trisei chanuyot, specifically the doors of stores as opposed to those of houses, which leads to the next statement, which will inform the next besugya. V'yamar ula, shloshat v'mitiru sofan mishum techilatan. There are three things that were permitted because in order to allow us to participate in the desired activity, this relatively minor prohibition or decree was overlooked. Ve'eloin orli fnei ha-dorsan, to put the pelt of an animal in front of the guy who's stomping on it, and again, this is something that we saw earlier, utrasei chanuyot, which we just mentioned, and a chazarat v'tiyab mikdash, we saw in the 10th parak of Eruvin, returning a bandage to your skin, in the mikdash on Shabbat. Rachva amar Rabbi Yehuda, af poteach chavito matchil b'isato agav haregel. Also, if you, want to begin selling from opening a barrel of wine or starting to sell from new dough on Yom Tov, va'alibid Rabbi Yehuda d'amar yigmor. Based on Rabbi Yehuda's position that says you're allowed also to continue selling it after Yom Tov. So a little clarification. First of all, the Orli Fnei Dorsan. We're going to see the analysis of that further on. The Chazarat Retiyah Mikdash, though, is the following issue. A Kohen who is doing Avodah and has a bandage on, has to take the bandage off in order that it not be a Chatzitza between his hand, let's say, and the Kli he's holding or whatever he's functioning with. And therefore, we allow him to put it back afterwards, even though that's generally Nisur de Rabbanan, in order to ensure that he'll do the Avodah, because otherwise he won't do the Avodah at all. The issue, as I wrote in the first note on the page, about the added piece that Rachva said, he said as follows, Chachamim allowed essentially all things that are touched by Ameha Aretz during the course of the regal to be rendered Tahor. So that means that if you are selling foodstuffs to the public, even though normally we would consider them tamei because all sorts of people are touching them, on the regal we consider them tahor, but the minute the regal is over, that permission is not there anymore. Rabbi Yehuda is with the opinion that you could even continue selling that same barrel or that same dough after Yom Tov and consider it tahor. And the reason for that is because if we don't allow you that, allow you to do that, you're not going to open it up at all, and you and others are going to suffer on Yom Tov. Okay, let's start from the beginning. Or lifnei ha-dorsan tanino. What's Ula teaching us? We have the Mishnah about Or lifnei ha-dorsan, that Beit Hillel allow you to put it in front of them. It's mahu d'tema tamayu Beit Hillel mishum d'chayz d'mizga alayu. And this was actually our earlier approach. The Beit Hillel's reason is that the pelt is not muktza because you could lie on it. And therefore, feel the Erev Yom Tov Nami. So therefore, even if the animal was slaughtered on Erev Yom Tov, you could still do it. Kamash Malan. Therefore, Ula teaches that's not the reason. Itirim Sofan Mishum Tchilatan. They allowed you to do this only because they wanted to allow you to shecht the animal on Yom Tov, which you wouldn't do if you were going to lose the pelt. Yom Tovin, Erev Yom Tov Lo. So therefore, only if it was slaughtered on Yom Tov could you do this. Trisecha Niyot Nami Tanina. Menoatun Aflachzir. We have our Mishnah where Behilal allows you to take apart and even to return the doors in front of the stores, which allow you to go in case you didn't have enough food for Shabbat, for Yom Tov, to go in and buy food on credit for Yom Tov. So Ma'u detayim atamayu Beit Hillel mishum dein binyan kevins der abakilim, which was our analysis earlier, that Beit Hillel's reason is because that's not called binyan, taking that apart, because it's a kli and not a structure. Afilu batim nami, which means you'd be even allowed to do this even on trisim of houses. Kamash malan, therefore, Ula teaches it to us. Mishum tchilatan. It's only because we want to allow you to get access to the food. Tachaniotin batim lo. Therefore, it will only apply to those in front of food stores. Chazarat tiab mikdash nami tanin marzurin tiab mikdash v'lo medina. That's the Mishnah Neiruf, and that allows that says you're allowed to return a bandage to the wound on Shabbat, but only in the mikdash and not outside of the mikdash. So what is Ula teaching? I might have thought the reason that we're allowed to do that in the Mikdash is because of the general rule that Ein Shvut B'Mikdash, because they wrote the Rabbanan, or many of them, do not apply in the Mikdash, and therefore afilu koin delav bar avodahu, and therefore if a Kohen is in the Mikdash, even if he's not doing the Avodah, he can take a bandage off, put it back on Shabbat, Kamash Malan, therefore Ula teaches, Yitiru Safa Mishum Tchilatan. They only permitted you to do it to encourage the first activity, which is doing the Avodah. And therefore, Debar Avodah In, Delav Bar Avodah Lo, only someone who's actually doing the Avodah is permitted to do this. Potech Tchavito Namitanina. So the piece about that Rabbi Yehuda permits, about selling the wine or the bread on Yom Tov and continuing after. If somebody opens up a new barrel or sells dough on the regel, you know, maybe more. Rabbi Yehuda says he can continue after the regel and it'll still be considered tahor. Chamrim lo yigmor. Chum say once Yom Tov is over, that heter is off. So mahu de teima tu matamar tu regel beregel taket harashav your abanan. So why did Ula have to, or Rachba really have to include this in Ula's list, or add it to Ula's list? Because I might have thought that the reason for Rabbi Yehuda's position is because tu matamaretz, which is a gzeirah de rabanan, to assume that the amaretz are tmeim. On the regel, they just said, you're tahor. And therefore, v'afagav lo yitchil nami. And therefore, even if you didn't start it before the regel, so kamash v'lani, t'yosef ha-mishun t'chilatan, that the only reason that we permitted this was because we wanted you to open up these things for the regel and sell them. Yitchil in lo yitchil lo. And Rabbi Yehuda simply says, if a person knows that if he has leftovers after the regel, they're all going to be considered tameh, he may not open it up. Therefore, we'll allow it afterwards. Why didn't Ula add in that fourth one? The answer is he didn't want to mention things that were they were disputed. Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham disagreed. But ours are all Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. The answer is Beit Shammai Malkom Beit Hillel in a Mishnah. Beit Shammai is not a disputant to Beit Hillel because Beit Shammai's opinion is not considered. Rabbi Yehuda versus Chachamim is a live machloket that we have to decide. Okay, Matnitin Eloke Aitana. Our Mishnah does not follow the following approach. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Modi Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, Shemes Lakin Tresin B'Yom Tov. That Beit Shammai Beit Hillel agree that you're allowed to take apart the Tresin. Lo Nechlek Wa Lachzir, the Machloket is only about returning them. Beit Shammai Omrim Ein Machzirin, Beit Shammai Af Machzirin. And there's a shadow of that in the Mishnah where Beit Hillel say Af Machzirin, but according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, that's the only machloket about returning it. Medvar Memoyim Sheishlan Sirin. By the way, the entire machloket is only if there is a door pin that connects them to the building, which then takes some work to put it in. Aval Eimlan Sirin. If it's just a door that sits in front of the opening, then the Vira Kol Mutar. Everybody would agree you could put it up, take it down, no problem. Avatan Medvar Memoyim Sheishlan Sirin. We have a statement that says, if they have no pin, that's the machloket. But if they have a pin, everybody agrees it's asur. So, which is it? So, Abaye says, if the pin is on the side, going into the side of the building, then, everybody agrees it's asur, it's too much work, it's too complex to do, and Beit Hillel would agree. Eilen Sir Kolikar, if they have no pin whatsoever, just a piece of wood sitting in front of the doorway, everybody agrees it's mutar. Ki pli v'sheishlan sir b'emsa. If they have a pin in the middle, which is easier to deal with. Beit Shammai would say then that we do not allow using it with the middle pin because of the side pin. Beit Hillel would not extend it as a gzera. Okay, the next Mishnah, which is the end of Hay. We skip over the Eli, which we already did, and the end of the Mishnah. Beit Shammai Omrim, Ein Motzi'in Lo Atakatan, Lo Atalulav, Lo Atsefer HaTorah, L'Shut HaRabim. You're not allowed to take out a child, a lulav, a Sefer Torah, out into Rishut HaRabim on Yom Tov, Betel HaMaterin, Betel will allow you to. Now, Tani Tana Kamei Dor Yitzchak Bar Avudimi. So the Tana taught the following. HaShochet Olat Nitavah B'Yom Tov. Let's say that you shecht an Olat on Yom Tov. Lokeh. You get Makot, because obviously you're not doing shechita to eat this because it's an olah. Amalei da amalachmani Beit Shammai. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said to the Tana, that sounds like a Beit Shammai approach. Da amri lo aminim toch shutra hutsal l'tzorach hutra nami shol l'tzorach. Because after all, what do we see that Beit Shammai says in our Mishnah? Beit Shammai would certainly agree that you can carry food to somebody's house, because that is l'tzorach ochal nefesh. But they don't allow you to take out a lulav or a sefer Torah or a katan. In other words, they don't say that because a malacha was permitted for the purpose of ochel nefesh, it's now permitted for other things also. And therefore, Beit Shammai would also say, even though we allow shechita of an animal on Yom Tov that you're going to eat, we don't allow all shechitot. So the Beit Hillel ha'amrim mitoch shutrala osal tzorach utana mishal tzorach. But Beit Hillel, after all, here permit you to carry out other things, because the assumption is that because you're allowed to carry things for food, you're allowed to carry other things too. In other words, the malacha of hotzah has been permitted afilu shalol letzorach ochel nefesh. Hachanami mitoch shutra shichtel tzorach shchitana mishalol tzorach. So Beit Hillel should allow shchita of an olah, and so they not find you liable for it. Matki fla rabba, rabba challenges. Might be Shomit Hillel b'hapligi. Who says Beit Shomit Hillel disagreeing about mitoch? Maybe they're disagreeing about whether there's any prohibition of caring whatsoever on Yom Tov. Beit Shammai says, just like Shabbat, also Yom Tov, and therefore you can't carry anything. And Beit Shammai says, no, it's only on Shabbat. The passage in Yirmiyahu, one of the passages we have in the Nevi'im about caring on Shabbat, we have it in Nehemiah, Yimiyahu, perhaps in Amos, don't carry burdens from your house on Shabbat. It's essentially the marketplace. Shabbat in Yom Tov, the only prohibition is Shabbat. So Matkar of Yosef challenged Rabbah. If they're disagreeing about whether or not there's any Isra of carrying, they should disagree about Avanim. There's two ways to read this. One is, disagree about some other topic, and are just about the issue of caring. The second thing is that Rashi suggests is that if there were no Isur of Hotzah at all, then there'd be no reason to prohibit certain grades of Muktzah, which are only a Geder of Hotzah. And therefore, you could carry rocks and dirt and other things like that on Yom Tov, because there's no concern you're going to carry them, because carrying is okay. The fact that they don't disagree about that, but they disagree about these particular items that are not for use of eating. Question is whether you may carry shalol tzorach ochal nefesh. In Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan also holds. The disagreement is about mitoch. The tani tana kamed Rabbi Yochanan. How do we know that? Because a tana taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Hamavashel gid behanashev bechalav biyom tov. A person takes ghee on a sheh, cooks it in milk on Yom Tov, v'achalo, and then ate it. Lokech hamesh. He could get 5 makot. This is part of the sort of, can you top this? How many makot could you possibly get for one particular action? Mishnayot in several places, including in makot. Lokech mishem v'ashol ghee. First of all, he's lokech for cooking on Yom Tov, something that's not fit for eating, the ghee on a sheh. Lokech mishem ochel ghee, he ate a ghee, makot. Lokech mishem v'ashol basar v'chalav, he cooked basar v'chalav. That's what we consider the Gid Basar, Yishbegidim Minotin Tam. V'loke Mishum Ochel Basar B'chalav, he ate Basar B'chalav, that would also depend on the Gid being considered Basar. V'loke Mishum Havara, and also he's inflaming on Yom Tov. So 2 out of the 5 things here are because of violating Yom Tov, Bishul and Havara. And Amarli, what did Rabbi Yochanan say back to this Tana? Fuk Tani Livra, take your Mishnah out. Havara Bishul in a Mishnah. Havara and Bishul don't belong in there. If you think it belongs in there, then the author of that opinion is Beit Shammai. Because as we see in our Mishnah, they do not say that since we can carry things outside for purposes of eating, that allows us to carry other things like children and a lulav. Therefore, Beit Shammai would also say, since we are allowed to make a flame to cook proper food, but that does not permit us to make a flame to cook things that we can't eat, and therefore you'd get makot for that. But Beit Hillel would never say that. Because if Beit Hillel were the author of our Mishnah, then they would have to, of that Braita, then they would have to say that just as Beit Hillel permits you to carry things that are not for the purpose of eating, they would also permit you to inflame things and cook things that are not for eating, and you would not get makot for that. And so therefore, either you take Havara and Bishul out of your Braita, or else you have to understand that a Braita only follows Beit Shammai, and it is not Lehalacha. And therefore we see that Rabbi Yochanan was of the opinion that the dispute Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, like Rabbi Yosef said, was not about whether or not there is a prohibition of carrying on Yom Tov, but whether or not that prohibition is relaxed through the logic of Mitoch. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next Mishnah, which is Mishnah Vav, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.